Welcome to the Positive Spiritual Living Podcast, brought to you by Unity on the Bay. This is your positive path for spiritual living.
I'll say it again. I said it the first verse. I'm like, if God is holding one of my hands, like leading me home, I want Mariel Labs to be the other hand, right? Like, he leads me, she sings the soundtrack for it. all right, so I forgot to mention earlier, but all of you on your way in or on your way out can pick up one of these beautiful booklets by Unity. It's the one that Reverend Cassie Beasley mentioned in her video. And if you're watching from home, there's a way that you can download a PDF of it on your computer. I also just wanted to take a moment to let you know I'm actually really excited about some of the things that are coming up, and you heard about them earlier. We have our Ash Wednesday service happening on February 14th. Yes, it's Valentine's Day. Give yourself the best little Valentine's Day gift by being with us for Ash Wednesday. And I just really love the symbolism that is within that Ash Wednesday service, because it's so unity. Because we have the ashes, right, that is more traditional and culturally Christian, which is the roots of everything that we are and do here at Unity. And it also honors other faith traditions. And so the ashes that you get are from an ashram in India. Rather than a cross, you get on your third eye the symbolism of just being able to see anew, right? So really invite you to that beautiful service that Reverend Pam and friends, because a lot of other people are going to be a part of it with the sound healing. It's just going to be fabulous. And then that same Saturday, we're going to have, as Shante said, Random Acts of Kindness. All I'll say is it's such a great time. It's really interesting that we go and organize random acts of kindness, but, you know, we do. But we did it last year, and other Unity communities found out about it. I shared it with them. And quite a few of them now are going to be doing it in their hometown. So just know that it's a way of also connecting with other spiritual communities of unity throughout the world. And as we talk about the energy that we are here and the consciousness and how it moves out into the world, I just got a text right before the service. One of our congregants is watching us all the way from Europe, and just getting that energy. So never think that what we do here within these walls is kept within these walls, and it really does go out in beautiful ways. All right, I know, enough of that, because you really want my joke. Yeah, bring it, God. Well, that's the great, no. All right, so there was a circus that was in town, and they were looking for really unique acts, you know, to add to everything that they did. And so they were in this town, all the townspeople, and somebody comes in for an interview. It's towards the end of the day, and quite honestly, they hadn't found that much to use. The interviewer was a little upset. Just didn't seem to be that much uniqueness in this town. So the last guy comes in and says, okay, well, what's your special talent? What makes you unique? And he says, I do bird imitations. And the interviewer just sighs and shakes his head. I guess that wraps it up about up. Like, listen, like, bird imitations are a dime a dozen, no thanks. And so with that, the gentleman just turns around and says, fine, and flies away. All right. It was brought, whoever said that. But, you know, it's an interesting thing, like, especially as we're talking about the power of belonging, and especially as I want to share about the beautiful diversity that we have here at Unity on the Bay, that there are ways in which we can see people's uniqueness, and there are ways that may only be felt, right? And there's so much uniqueness in this room. There's so much uniqueness in our community. And it's a really powerful thing that with all this uniqueness and beautiful different ways of showing up, that we can be one, that we can be in unity, and that we can commit ourselves to being in community, because that's a commitment, right? It's not just about showing up. It's about how we live this togetherness and this way of connecting with each other. Someone recently told me that they thought it was great that diversity, and it's, you know, it's one of our core values, and we have our core values alphabetically, and they thought that it was just really great that diversity was the first one, because it's what so many of us first noticed when we walked into Unity on the Bay. And if you haven't looked at our new website, I really invite you to do so. We launched it in December. We actually added a few words to each of our core values. And so now diversity reads, we are inclusive and celebrate all people's identities and journeys. Do you feel that? Do you get a sense that this is what we in Unity, at Unity on the Bay, want to live into more fully? And as I look around and I see the diversity and I see the ways in which so many of us have found a place of belonging, I also realize that diversity is not just about the look of it, right? It's really about welcoming people, making people feel like they belong, even when they're different from us, and allowing ourselves to feel like we belong, even when people look different than us. Bell Hooks, who is an author, theorist, social justice-minded African-American liberator, in her book, Belonging, A Culture of Place, talks about that moving from the place of just having the look of diversity to really experiencing it. And she says, what matters is that should difference enter the world of beloved community, it could find a place of welcome, a place to belong. And I really sit with that. How do we welcome that which may seem or feel different? And I'm not talking just about Unity on the Bay, but in our own lives, right? Like, how are we open to experiencing people's differences? And believe me, I know that sometimes those differences can be challenging, but being able to still stay centered and be aware of our oneness and our connection. And so it is about the diversity to look and see here. And I really invite you to look around the room right now and just see so many different ways of God expressing itself. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, younger, older, gay, straight, all the letters that are in there, right? Like all the different beautiful ways that we express. And I mean, it's by no small thing that we found ourselves within this community. How many of us have always wanted to feel like they belonged? How many of us continue to look at how to feel into belonging? Because for so many of us, we've experienced not belonging. How many of us have felt ostracized by friends, family, different groups that we're a part of? I mean, if you think about it, by religion itself, a religion that sort of like ostracizes us and puts us to the side in many ways, telling us that because of original sin rather than original blessing, which is what we believe here at Unity, but because of original sin, unless we change or do something about it, we won't be able to move into heaven and what we would know heaven on earth here, right? And so even religion has sometimes ostracized us, and we've gone pretty as much as uncomfortable with it, we've also been at peace with some of that uncomfortability, right? And it's just like, well, that's just the way it is. And it becomes even some of our own patterns that all of a sudden when something is different from us, looks, feels, speaks differently from us, that we also ostracize it, or even parts of us. How many of us are still working on, without guilt or shame, accepting parts of who we are? Beautiful ways in which we are here to show up in our own uniqueness, and yet because of this idea of sameness or conformity, we've put it to the side. And that's an opportunity for us to also let every aspect of who we are say, I belong. I belong here. I belong in God. I belong in relationship with God. I belong in relationship with the different expressions of God that are in the world. Maya Angelou, who many of you know as a beautiful poet, African-American poet, and writer. She's also somebody that was steeped in Unity and at one point had thought about becoming a Unity minister. She spoke about this feeling that all of us have of belonging, of wanting to belong. She said, like, to feel at home wherever she was at. Doesn't that sound like just beautiful, to be able to feel at home no matter where we're at and who we're with? She also realized the importance of making others feel that way, not only of her stepping into it, but inviting others to feel that way. She says, well, I know myself as a creation of God. I'm also obligated to realize and remember that everyone else and everything else are also God's creation. And so in that moment of recognizing, right, that in the experience of trusting and knowing our own divinity, part of that divinity invites us to recognize it in other people, that we are able to recognize that as we come together in our differences, in the unique ways that we show up, there may be things that show up that are challenging and difficult. Actually, that's part of the power of a diverse community, so that we can experience some of the things that need to be healed within us. And as those things come up, as the challenges or difficulties in speaking to other individuals that may be not like-minded, for example, about the different things that are going on in the world, can we still stay in the place of recognizing the Christ within me can not only see, but can in this very moment hold the Christ in you, the divinity that you have, and to be able then from that place create an energy that welcomes rather than pushes away. And I get it. It can be really challenging, and that's just where we're at. That is what I believe the world is calling us into. Because so many times when we have been ostracized, so many times when we have felt pushed to the side, we start to realize or to think that, well, before this person hurts me or because this person hurt me, I got to protect myself. Been there? I got to protect myself. And one of the ways in which we just sort of fall back on it is we create walls. Mind you, not boundaries. I'm not talking about boundaries. We can create healthy boundaries. We create walls, and there's a difference. A boundary is like Jesus. I think of Jesus, you know, where he invited everyone to be at his table. And it was all different looking people, different from different places in life, right? Like the persecuted, and sometimes he invited those that persecuted to the table when they had shifted, right? When they were not intentionally harming individuals. And then they were able to have communion together. And through that, they were able to be nourished by the very presence of God. When we allow ourselves to do the same, we ourselves are nourished by experiencing a greater sense of peace, a greater sense of harmony, a greater sense of unity. And that, I believe, is the power that we have when we consciously not only move into community, but start to create the ways in which people can feel that they belong in this community, whether it's at Unity on the Bay, whether it's at our job, whether it's at home. This is a place of belonging. This is a place where you are seen in your truth. Now, I want you to take a moment and just look around the room again and look to the people that are near you and just share with them. If you're watching from home and there's nobody around you, look straight into my eyes on the camera and say, you and I are one, we belong. You and I are one, we belong. See, I just love Unity folks, because I said it to just look around and say it to one person. And I have it in my notes to say, now say it to another. But no, like now I got to just tell you, okay, stop. Now, how many of you, in all honesty, feel a little odd, a little uncomfortable with looking at somebody in the eye and saying, you and I belong together, right? Well, here's what I would say. It's okay to feel uncomfortable. It's okay to feel uncomfortable, and there are experiences, especially when we're doing the work of connecting with other people, that may feel uncomfortable, but also does it feel true? Do you get a sense of that truth? And all people that are in our experiences, all people that are in this room, and all people that are in our experiences, I believe they are there for a very beautiful, specific, spiritual truth. And that is that we are always evolving, that we are always in this journey. And as we are able to welcome individuals to our experiences and be in the place of creating a sense of belonging, even when the things come up, it is for our greater healing. It is for our greater truth. Now, before, we used to always say that Unity on the Bay was a place for like-minded individuals. I love that. And it's a journey, right? And what I've been sitting with is maybe we're not like-minded in all ways, but maybe it's more important to be like-hearted. Like-hearted, and there's a difference there. And I know it's part of my own work that I have to do, but there is a difference and there is power in being like-hearted, open, welcoming, and then figuring out what that openness and welcoming is bringing up for us. Now, that is the power of community, that we have that experience. I think there's a couple of different reasons why community is so important. One is we can lean on each other when it gets hard. And two, it's a safer space for the things that have to come up to come up and us staying committed. Audre Lorde, who is another American writer, philosopher, civil rights activist, African-American civil rights activist, she said, without community, there is no liberation. Think about how our souls are liberated from this idea that we have to be separate, that we have to push away that which is not like us or the same. And the healing that takes place when we recognize that our freedom is interconnected with everybody else's freedom. You know, as we create a world that works for all, it's not just our individual consciousness that we work with, it's the collective consciousness. And so in community, we get to work with each other to liberate each other, to liberate ourselves into a different way of being. And it's moving from that me to that very powerful we. And I know that unity for a very long time, and in a lot of our spiritual practices, right, it's about the me, what's going on within me. How do I meditate on my own? How do I pray on my own? And it is to get that for me. It is to get that strength to then be able to move into the we, in the relationships. And our opportunity right here and right now is that we are being asked to move into a very complex way of unity, because we're really being invited to embrace a new higher order and more complexity of being profoundly unique and at the same time being in communion with each other and having a shared unity. And so it takes conscious work, but that conscious work brings about greater peace, greater harmony, and greater justice for all that we are involved with. Now, Psalm 133, verse 1, I've shared it with you before. I found it a few last year, and I think it should just be a Unity on the Bay motto. Maybe make a t-shirt out of it. But it says, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Think about what unity looks like to you. Not just disunity, but what does unity mean out in the world? Unity with your friends, your family, your colleagues at work. Unity with those that bring up all those issues and challenges for you. But think about that kind of world where unity is possible. So how do we create that sense of belonging that so many of us, yes, have found here at Unity, but also so many of us are looking to experience in deeper ways? I think the first thing that we're invited into is to just remember that we are not separate, that we are one, that there is no real separation between us. And so when we realize this, then all of a sudden we get to know and realize that if I harm somebody else, I'm harming myself. If I'm showing love to somebody else, I am loving myself. The things that we do externally are an expression of things that are going on within us. The things that we do internally are expressed out into the world. And so the more that we bring in, the more that we're going to be comfortable with owning all of who we are, of loving all of who we are, even when we make mistakes or when we're challenged, right? And when we recognize that not only is harm physical, but it's mental, it's right, like it's emotional, and let's face it, it's energetic. We're about energy and consciousness and vibration here. And so which level of vibration are we at when we harm or when we love? And realizing the power of belonging and committing to creating spaces of belonging is what I believe is going to move us into that deeper and greater evolutionary energy and spirit that we are being called into. And so from that space, right, like we recognize that we are one, that we are not separate, then how do we act? Well, we act in that energy of wholehearted connection, even when it's challenging, even when somebody is saying the wrong thing. Actually, I had to work on doing the wrong thing with quotation marks because I'm like, the wrong thing, right? But how do we act in those places? Like, can we be intentional about how we're going to be connecting with somebody, not to harm them, but to create the space of love and the space of understanding? Can we be intentional about creating a safe space for other people to be able to show up in, so that we can then also walk into that safe space as the truth of who we are? And so can we listen closely the way that we want to be heard? And can we be vulnerable? Yeah, that doesn't sit right with me. I think differently. I've lived differently, right? And be vulnerable enough to share in that space and in that connection. I believe this is how we move forward. Audre Lorde also said that tomorrow belongs to those of us who conceive of it as belonging to everyone, who lend the best of ourselves to do it, and with joy. I'm telling you, it doesn't have to feel comfortable all the time. And you can still be in joy through the uncomfortability. I've experienced it. Have any of you experienced, oh, this is uncomfortable for me, but I get a deep sense of love. I get a deep sense of joy in this very moment. And the more I move through the uncomfortability, the more I'll be able to experience that. And so maybe let our joys be harnessed together, right? Like, think about how powerful and how much powerful we would be in that space. Like, a candle lights any dark room, but having a lot more candles makes it so much brighter. And so I believe that we are already lighting up the world. We are already lighting up humanity, and now it's our work to make it brighter. Now is our work to lift all of it up so that everyone, ourselves included, can see where we once did not see. Bell Hooks, I dreamed about a culture of belonging. I still dream that dream. I contemplate what our lives would be like if we knew how to cultivate awareness, to live mindfully and peacefully, if we learned habits of being that would bring us closer together, that would help us build a beloved community. Unity on the Bay, we are mindful. We get to be intentional about creating more peace in our lives and in the world. We are intentional about creating the practices that will lead us into those habits of togetherness, whether that be meditation, whether that be prayer, whether that be fellowship after the service, whether that is sitting next to somebody and finding out the unique ways in which they're different from who we are. And that is how, especially when so many of us have known marginalized groups or have been marginalized groups, that is how we do the work of healing to bring us all together, so that the history of being marginalized isn't what leads us to a greater understanding, or the history of being marginalized, we don't keep that, but we allow that to now bring healing and moving us into a place of greater unity. This all reminds me of a poem by Rumi, and when I sit with this idea that we are separate, that we think that we are different from each other, and that that should be the reason why we don't hang out with each other or are with each other, there's this Rumi poem that it reminded me of. He says, "One went to the door of the beloved and knocked. A voice asked, 'Who is there?' He answered, 'It is I.' And the voice said, 'There is no room here for me and thee.' And the door was shut. After a year of solitude and deprivation, this man returned to the door of the beloved and he knocked. A voice from within asked, 'Who is there?' The man said, 'It is thou.' And the door was opened for him." Our separation, our idea of separation, has closed way too many doors for ourselves and humanity. But the more that we remember that we are one and that we are mirrors of each other and that we all have a place of belonging, that is what opens up the greater doors. And that is how we can simultaneously open the doors to others and walk through the doors that have been opened for us. And so today I really hold in prayer and say a prayer for us, for humanity, for community, for a greater way of being out into the world. And I believe that we can do this together. Now, I'm going to borrow this from one of our friends, Reverend Martha Creek, and she does this often. I just want you to now look around to somebody in the room and say to them, what I cannot do alone, we will do together. What I cannot do alone, we will do together. This is the power of belonging. This is the power of creating a safe space. This is the power of creating a community of belonging. And this is the power of unity itself. I love Unity on the Bay for what it is and how it shows up in the world. But I also love Unity on the Bay for who we are when we come together. Thank you and namaste.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Positive Spiritual Living Podcast, brought to you by Unity on the Bay, a spiritual community located in Miami, Florida. Unity on the Bay is supported by the generosity of its community. If you'd like to make a donation or learn more about Unity on the Bay, please visit unityonthebay.org. You can also follow Unity on the Bay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for even more positive spiritual inspiration. Until next time, thanks for listening and many blessings. Namaste.